Hare Krishna. Reading from My Glorious Master, Hong Kong, 1972. A distasteful blunder. As we walked down the stairs to the street, heading back to the Park Hotel to prepare for the flight to Tokyo, Prabhupada instructed me to prepare khichdi for breakfast. He said, "First boil 3 cups of water, then add 1 cup of rice and 1 cup mung dal. Add 1 teaspoon of salt, some turmeric, and let it cook for 15 minutes. I offered my obeisances and raced back to the temple. I went over the proportions and ingredients again and again in my mind. I put the water on to boil. Then it occurred to me that the other devotees would also need to eat. So I tripled the ingredients. After 10 minutes, I noticed that the khichdi wasn't cooking. 3 times the ingredients, I lamented, but the same flame. The khichdi was only half cooked, still hard. I added more water and tried cooking the khichdi longer. Prabhupada's departure time was fast approaching. His taxi was due to leave in 15 minutes. Anxiously, I lifted the pot and raced to the Park Hotel. I burst into Prabhupada's room and served Prabhupada the steaming hot khichdi. Prabhupada, peaceful as always, ate 1 spoonful, then another, then pushed the rest aside." My comment. I remember an old BTG article on the Ramayana. Hanuman first located Sita Devi, his assigned duty, and only after succeeding in that did he go further and burn Lanka for Ram. If only I had learned this lesson from the example of Sri Hanumanji. Sent by Krishna's mercy. There was little time to muse over my mistake. I hope Prabhupada catches his taxi and then quickly went back to the temple to pack and ready myself to accompany Prabhupada's party to Tokyo. My dotis and kirtis found their way into my travel bag. Some money and some books followed. But where was my passport? I stared at the clock. Overturning papers and clothes, I searched and researched everywhere. The recommended check-in time had already ended. Quickly passing through anxiety, frustration, anger, desperation, and hopelessness, I finally lost all anxiety and began to pray. "Krishna, I can't find my passport, and there's nothing I can do by myself. I surrender. If you want me to accompany Prabhupada to Japan, you'll have to place my passport in my hand. I've looked and looked, and I still can't find it." I then looked again, free from anxiety and in a dependent mood. Within seconds, I found my passport, said a quick goodbye to my wife, and was on my way to the airport. Once aboard, I passed Prabhupada's seat on the way to my seat. He looked at me with concern at my lateness. I smiled and said, "You must have some service for me in Tokyo." My comment. I've mentally noted the following lessons from this incident. Hectic times are intense. Plan and prepare everything well in advance. Then, as the event looms closer, go over all important plans and preparations again and again. Count on arrivals and departures to be the most frantic. Above all, depend on Krishna. Be surrendered as his servant and know that he will ultimately protect you according to his desire. Plan ahead, but depend on Krishna. Asking questions. Prabhupada was accompanied by Nanda Kumar, his cook, Samasunda, his secretary, and Pradyumna, his Sanskrit editor. I first sat next to Samasunda, but Prabhupada adjusted our seating arrangements because he wanted Samasunda to take dictation of his letters. I later sat next to Prabhupada. I didn't have many questions to ask Prabhupada as I sat beside him, but I did have one. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could speak Krishna Katha with Ramananda Roy. But you are surrounded by young disciples. Do you have anyone with whom you can speak Krishna Katha? I turned this question over and over again in my mind, but I never asked it. I just wasn't bold enough. I comment. Remembering this incident, I found myself like an uncle suggesting to the disciples of God Brothers that they take advantage of opportunities to inquire from their spiritual master. If they have questions but feel them improper, they should nevertheless ask and trust that their spiritual master, who is their well-wishing friend, will inform them of any impropriety. Hesitating to ask, I fear, may one day leave them with the realization that the opportunity to inquire, which Krishna had provided, had passed unrecoverably. Chant, chant, chant. Keep your consciousness pure when you're with in Prabhupada's presence by always chanting and always praying for his mercy. This good advice came to me just before I went with Prabhupada to Tokyo. I tried my best to follow it. It's such good advice. I'll read it again. Keep your consciousness pure when you are in Prabhupada's presence by always chanting and always praying for his mercy. While sitting next to Prabhupada, I chanted and chanted and chanted. I chanted the Maha Mantra. I chanted every sloka and song I could remember. When I ran out of slokas and songs, I returned to continuously chanting the Maha Mantra. At one point, the passenger behind me called out over the seat, "Stop that chanting." Prabhupada smiled. I lowered the volume, but continued chanting. I cut and served some food for Prabhupada, but continued chanting. Prabhupada dozed after that, but I chanted on. Finally, just as the plane was preparing to land, and after Prabhupada had taken out his mirror and applied fresh tilak, he turned to me and said, "This is a nice habit you have, this always chanting. Nanda Kumar, CEO of Burijan, is always chanting. You should also get this habit." My comment. Prabhupada's instructive encouragement to always chant Krishna's names is the essence of the path of sadhana bhakti. Smartavya satatam vishnur vismartavyo najati chit savavidhi nishelacha etir eva kinkara. One should always remember Krishna, never forget him. All the rules and regulations should be understood as assistance to always remembering Krishna and never forgetting him, from the Padma Purana. In his Upadeshamrita, Srila Rupa Goswami refers to constant chanting as the essence of all advice. I therefore embrace Prabhupada's encouraging words as a most dear instruction, and I pray to him for the ability to always chant Hare Krishna. But, yeah, so far he hasn't granted me it, but this is my ideal, Hare Krishna. So we'll end here, and we'll begin the next chapter. Tokyo in 1972. Hare Krishna.